See this? You guys on the video cast, you got a little bit extra. You got yourself a little bit extra pre-show, man, because I got to start this motherfucker all over again for the audio track. What I was saying, and I'll catch everybody up to speed here, people joining us on the on-demand audio, which is all, I mean, anybody that gets the pre-show is a BSP anyway. But I was about to tell you about what happened to me yesterday as I was bringing things into the office, kind of was balancing shit. I was taking care of some bills, and I was explaining that, yes, we have accountants, and yes, they prepare our taxes, and yes, this is not entirely something that I do myself, but as the result of my experience in business, I handle, all the money goes through me. In other words, there's none of this bullshit where, well, you know, the payment went directly into the bank, and we have, and we write checks on it, and we pay, and all you have to do is sign the checks, fill, and goes. I don't play that bullshit anymore, because I did once before in my life, and it was a fucking disaster. I'll tell you this much, as I was just saying, and I'll repeat it. All the people that were in my life who professed to understand investment and taxes and saving and all that shit, they didn't know their motherfucking ass from a hole in the ground, okay? And when all was said and done, and I walked up to them at the end after they gave me these big, long fucking speeches about every motherfucking thing that they knew, and I said, well, why is this and thus and so and why is all of this happening? Well, you know, Phil, it's your fault. Wait a minute. You motherfuckers were the ones that were writing the checks and signing the bills and doing the this and doing the that. How the fuck is that my fault? Well, we were just doing what we thought was best. You were doing what you thought was best. You doing what you thought was best fucked me. Well, we were unlucky. There was, the facts of the... I love this excuse. The financial facts changed. What the fuck does that mean? What does that mean? So anyway, I'm not going to belabor the point, but the point is this. I'm not blaming anybody. I, honest to God, I'm not. At the end of the day, it's my own fucking fault. It's your own fucking fault. What I was saying is, if you are one of these people, maybe you're in the entertainment business, and maybe you're not. Maybe you're in another walk of life. It doesn't make any difference. If you are taking the business and pushing that off onto somebody else, if somebody else says to you, don't worry about it. You just take care of the nuts and the bolts and you take care of the creative end of running the business. We'll take care of the financials. If you're doing that, take it from me. You're making a big fucking mistake. You're making the biggest, possibly, and I'm not exaggerating here, possibly the biggest mistake of your life. I don't give a shit if you don't understand business or you don't understand money. Start to learn about it. I don't give a shit if you don't know how to balance a checkbook. Figure it out. I don't care if you don't know what it means when they say that this money goes into the retirement and at the end of the year we cut you a bonus and this money goes corporate and this money is personal. Learn about all of it. Because at the end, my friend, you will come out with a big fat goose egg, you know, and you don't want that to happen. I don't want that to happen to you. I don't think the world, I don't believe in this idea. The economic idea that if there's a winner, there's got to be a loser. I don't believe in that kind of world. It doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be. Just because there is a really, really, really wealthy guy someplace doesn't mean there's got to be a really, 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 really fucking poor guy somewhere else. That really, really wealthy guy could have made his money on a whole lot of people, not just on one fucking guy. In the meantime, the guy that made all that money on all of those people, they bought something from that guy that enriched their lives and has enhanced their ability to make a lot of money. I don't believe in this idea. And some people will say, look, man, it's basic math. It's basic supply and demand. Supply and demand is not the same thing as I have a whole lot and you don't have any. No, supply and demand is not that. Supply and demand. The supply increases when the demand increases. The supply diminishes when the demand diminishes. That's the way it should be. That's not always the way it is. But anyway, yesterday there I was carrying these bills and I was balancing, I don't know what, and I was in a dark room, and in this room were a lot of fucking cords and wires and shit running across the floor, and I tripped. And I fell, and I somehow bloodied my nose. Now, it wasn't bad, and it wasn't a bloody nose from the interior. I scratched the outside of my nose, but somehow I fell near or against the table, and it was just crazy, man. You know, and I got to tell you, I'm 62 years old, and I'm not you know, knock wood, man. I have not been unhealthy in my life. The worst health I've ever had. You guys have witnessed. I, you know, went to the hospital for a week, and I was out of work for 3 weeks about 4 years ago. But that's really the extent of the bad news when it comes to health. And who knows, man? There could be some other things in store for me. That's okay. But I'm actually pretty healthy, and I'm actually pretty athletic, and I'm still hauling groceries. I live in a two-story house, and I'm hauling fucking groceries up and down the stairs in the house all the time, and I'm still one of those guys, no matter who the person is, could be somebody who's 20, 30 years younger than me, I'll say, oh, I'll take that, you know, and I'm running up the stairs. I'm not doing it because I want to be a macho guy, but although it's generally a female. You know, so... And I lost all that weight, and I put a little bit of it back on, but it's not anywhere near. I'm nowhere near the fucking animal that I was. I was a fucking 300-pound disaster, you know, waiting to happen. 57, how old was I, man? I was, Jesus Christ, I was 306 pounds. I was 59 years old. And then I got down to 289. By the time I started to lose the weight, I was down 289. So I'd lost 16 pounds from the very disgusting high end I'd been at, which was in the summer of 2011. God damn it, man. I don't even understand how I fucking did that. But the big lesson here in today's pre-show is a simple one. And I don't, you know, this is just coming to you. You know, when I do these little pre-show raps, I don't expect you. I don't sit and plan these out. These are just coming from the day, you know, as the day happened to me. And as the day occurred to me yesterday, that's what happened. It was just a fucking disaster, you know, it wasn't a disaster, but I was paying bills, and there I was tripping and falling and thinking, God damn it. What the hell happened to me? You know? Now, that squeaky voice portends something that I'm going to try here. We're going to do a Chris Puté show. And here's the thing. Chris Puté, you know, does the love songs, but Chris doesn't think the romantic thing is making it. He wants to change it up. And I'm going to put in a new playlist here. You can see what the hell it is I'm doing here. I'm putting in a new playlist, and this new playlist is going to be called... How do you name this? Yeah, I'm going to call this Chris Puté. Okay, so we're going to get Chris Puté's new playlist, and I got to fill it up with something. And we fill it up with romantic stuff. Now, I know that I've often filled these things up with, you know, like the Bee Gees. I think I should go by artist. And maybe Chris is all upset because,
no, that's not contemporary enough. What are you doing? I need to have stuff that is now, that is current, okay?
Because there isn't anything here that, the Beatles are good, but what, I need some contemporary fucking romantic shit, man, right? All right, so, what we're going to do is, a girl... Let's see now. Here's a good one. That's a good one. I'm just putting together a romantic list. Now, but here's the thing. Chris Puté is changing his act. He's not changing his act. He's not really changing it that much. But Chris Puté is going to be more sexual. He thinks that the romantic thing is not selling.
And what I want to do, and I told all of you guys in the meeting that we're going to make this sex, we're going to bring the sex to it, because I think that's something that's a strength of mine. Don't give me that look, Jerry. The voice, my voice, as you know, is the result. The fact that I got a squeaky voice, what are you trying to say? I'm 5'3", so what? You know?
No, we don't, just don't want anybody here.
You know, I like it when you talk to me, you get way down there, and that is your way of making me look like I got a shriveled up scrotum. Isn't it?
No, that's not it, Chris, at all.
Well, then don't talk back to me, okay? Don't talk back to me, okay? I don't like it when... I know what I want to do here. I think Chris is better if his voice is way up there.
I'm Chris Puté. All right, because I want to do something more with the Chris Boutte thing, and I think that's the thing to do. Lion eyes. I ain't got no type. Bad bitches, and we do it every night. You ain't got no life. Life. And let my mama tell it blank, I ain't living right. And let my mama tell it, I ain't living right. You ain't got no life. I like that little group. Ray Srimard. Ray Srimard. Who the fuck know? How do you fuckers pronounce that, man? Maybe we ought to play some music here.
I want you guys to, what I want you to do is I want you to play some of the fucking music that I think is the best.
What is the Call of the Mountains? Is this fucking thing metal? Okay, cool. I didn't think that was in there. Walk a mile in my shoes, fooled around and fell in love. Oh, that's all fucking old school. Come on, give me some fucking new shit, motherfuckers. Okay. English beat. No. What is this? I'm going artist, yeah. So we'll be just in a sec. Just give me 5 seconds here, guys, as I put this playlist together. So Chris Boutte is going to be doing his romantic thing. And now Landslide is too fucking depressing. He's going to go heavy sex, but the music has got to still be really romantic. What is this? Foreigner? Oh, I want to know what love is. This is perfect. This is perfect, dude. And let my mama tell it, I ain't living right. No Frank Sinatra. Frankie Valli, too old. Oh, Lips of an Angel. Who did that song, Lips of an Angel? Waiting in the dark. Okay. How many songs we got so far with Chris Boutte? Well, never mind. Hold on. I hear that of Monsters and Men group all the time now. I don't know what that. I guess they got like some hits or something, huh? Don't they? What's this stop and stare tune? Is this? Well, that sounds fucked. That sounds like shit. Come on, some romance, man. We don't want goddamn.
This town is cold enough. I think it's sick of us. It's time
to make. What is this? This is not. No, this ain't romance. What are you guys doing to me anyway? Get this music off. This is not romantic. It ain't romantic.
I'm staring down myself, counting up the years.
Oh, shut up. I know it's. I shouldn't dismiss people's hard work, but I got fucking places to go and people to meet, man. I don't have time for this shit, okay? If this was another place and another time, maybe. Pitbull. In show. Okay. Oh, Every Breath You Take. What about that? No? No, ain't got that, man. What is this shit? All right, I'm not going to beat the fuck out of this. Let me go back up to where the Bee Gees are. Let's get their sorry asses in here. Bee Gees. I'm going to be right back, you guys. I got to go tap a kidney, but I'll be right back, okay? Won't be long, man. Won't be long, brother. Y'all. But I got to go. There we go. Okay. How deep is your love? How deep is your love? I know it's got to go in there. Chris Boutte. And then, Too Much Heaven. Chris Boutte. Let's see what we got in Chris Boutte love songs so far. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 songs. All right, sports fans, be right back here. Fuck that, man. All right. Problem is, I don't know. Oh, I know. Recent. You have a date for 8:30 tonight. I want to play that Sandy Shaw song. You want to see her? Mm-hmm. Let's win. Loud, loud. Good for the faith no more. I ain't got no life. Motherfucker. Chris Boutte. All right, let's go back to the Sex Vault now and Sandy Shaw. Oh, I know the other song is. We're gonna just like do sex tunes. More, more, more. How do you like it? So we'll do that one. It's the Andrea True Connection, A-N. Or do I only have that motherfucker on, That's gonna really suck, man. Ah, there it is. Yeah. Chris Boutte. What's another one? Pearl Necklace by fucking ZZ Top is too harsh. I got the Russian National. I got me the Russian National Anthem. Anybody wants that? Lips of an Angel. Here's it. Get the song, Lips of an Angel. Yeah, that's all I need. See, I know the song that's going to attract the female listenership, you know, is going to be Lips of an Angel. I know that. That much I do know. I'm not going to lie to you. You know, I understand what's going to attract the ladies, you see, but what do I do after that? All right, let me see. God damn it. Here we go, Lips of an Angel. Hinder, that's the name of the group. Hinder. As in kinder, you know, as in kinder. How the fuck did we do that, man? I think what we need is something a little more elegant, you know, more of an ocean thing. All right, so, come on, baby. Now I know you're here, man. You motherfucker. You motherfucker. Man, where are you, bitch? So what I'm going to look for now is the Chris Boutte slide. We have that really fucked up looking Chris Boutte slide. I need that one, and then we are ready to go, man. You know, this is kind of interesting here, man. Like, you've been stood up, tears fill your eyes, whoa, whoa, whoa. You wanna die, whoa, whoa, whoa. You have a date for Hepacity tonight. So that is my advice for you guys. Stand by. We'll be with you here in a second. That's my advice for you guys. You've got to get your shit together. You've got to get your shit together. And what is meant by that is don't let these motherfuckers take over your money. You have to hold on to your fucking money like you're holding on to your fucking ball sack, man. You got to protect your money like you're protecting your fucking scrotum. And you protect your money like you are nude in goal against Wayne Gretzky, and he is winding up for a fucking slap shot, okay? You're in goal. You're nude. Are you going to stop the puck? I don't think so, man. So what's the first thing you're going to protect? Right over the balls, you know. You may take it full on right off the face. But friend, at the end of the day, all that'll mean is like, man, a busted nose. Who knows? Maybe it'll go right through your fucking head and you won't have anything to worry about. But, you know, if you're in goal nude against the... Mario Lemieux? At Mario Lemieux's peak, okay? And you are... And it's a shootout. And you're in goal against Mario Lemieux. It's after the... You know, it's a shootout. And he's now skating. And, you know, he doesn't even have to, you know... do any puck handling, any of that. He's just heading towards you. He's winding up for a slap shot that, once it crosses the crease, will be going in excess, you know, of 110, 120 miles an hour, maybe even faster. And you're stark naked in goal against him. They've put you in goal against him. What are you going to do? My hands are going over my nutsack. I don't know about anybody else. Do what you need to do, man. I'm not here to tell you what to do. Me? I know what's happening there. There is no question in my mind where my hands are going, and they're going right over the scrotilia. Now, let's take another situation. Let's say you're catching and you're nude. The only thing you have, you don't even have a glove. You're nude, and you're catching Bob Gibson or whoever, like the Rocket, you know, Roger Clemens, okay? Roger Clemens. And you're nude, and he's you know, and you're catching, and, you know, yeah, you need to field it because you've got runners at first and third, so there's one that's threatening to score. Do you give a shit? No, you're going to be protecting your nutsack. You're not going to be holding your hands over your nuts then, because, you know, the ball's going to hit you in the face. And a ball, I mean, six of one, half a dozen of the other, whether you want a fastball from Roger Clemens or a slap shot from Mario Lemieux, hitting you in the face, but you do not want that hitting your ball sack. There's not a fucking chance in hell. So Clemens is whining. He's looking in for the sign. You give him the sign. You know you're giving. You know you want it to break, and you want it to break the outside corner of the plate because you want the strikeout. You don't even want to have to fucking deal with a pass ball and, you know, the guy come. Although there will be a guy coming home, but this is, you know, the only chance you got is this. There's two outs. This would be out number three. But still, you can't, you know, let the ball get by you. So you're kind of fucked in any which direction you go. But the best thing to do is get the strikeout. So you're looking for him to just nibble the outside corner with a breaking pitch. And you got to get ready for that because it's going to break like a bitch, you know, which means you're probably going to be playing, you know, you don't want it to hit your balls, but at the same time, you got to, you know, get it. So obviously, I've painted a situation here that's absolutely absurd. Just get the fucking thing you're looking for, Phil, and let's get this motherfucker on the road. I'm looking for Chris Poutet. Where's the Chris Poutet slide, man?
Where's the Chris Poutet slide, man? I had the fucking thing here. Where is it? Well, where is it?
Well, Mr. Henry.
No, no, not Mr. Henry. No, no, I want to know when you're going to do it. And I want to know it. No!
Where the fuck are you? Oh, you dirty motherfucker. Probably it was just something that we found on the,
God damn, I don't even have a new mainline.
Well, that's interesting. All right. Not a problem. You have a date for 8:30 tonight. Okay. I'm going to, All right, is everybody ready to go? We're ready to go here. Okay, we're ready to go. I'm going to start this off in real sexy fashion. You know, I'm going to take all this shit here, man, because I don't want nothing, you know, fucking up, man. All right, here we go. Good evening. Fuck. Wait a minute, man. Fuck. Here we go. Hello. I'm Chris Poutet.